Good morning, Mike.
Is the Mugabe era over?
The Mugabe era is over on the basis of the statement that was issued by the military early this morning, essentially indicating that they have taken over. President Robert Mugabe is still president, according to the military, but his powers to govern have been stripped. He is under house arrest, and some of his ministers are being arrested by the military. So essentially, we are seeing the end of the 37 years of uninterrupted dominance of the Zimbabwe political space by Robert Mugabe.
So does the military run the country, and if they do, for how long?
The military says that they have no intention of running the country, but are interested in dealing with what they are alleging to be a criminal cabal that has formed that had formed around Robert Mugabe. They allege that the dismissal of the former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa a week and a half ago. They also allege that the attacks by the attacks on the military by Mugabe's wife, and allege the succession plans, which had the tacit support of Mugabe, and pitting the first lady to take over, were essentially intended to undermine the role of the war veterans of the liberation struggle. So the military is saying that they want to correct what they see as an injustice and criminality by this grouping, but have no intention of taking over the role of governing Zimbabwe. They say they want a quick return to normalcy, but that quick return may not include a return of Mugabe. It may be that another civilian face will be chosen to replace Mugabe.
Any question of an election or no?
I doubt that we are going to have elections in 2018. I think whichever civilian face the military decides on will reach out to the opposition, and we may have a second government of national unity of sorts that may allow a period of stabilization.